Independent Public Radio, we are Pioneer 90.1. Good afternoon. We have a special guest joining us on this Thursday, September 13th. Her name is Julie Rigg from Grand Forks. And good afternoon, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fall's here. Do you like fall weather?
I do like fall weather, and I like fall clothes.
Oh, the browns and the oranges.
Love it. Great, yes, great. Love the change of seasons.
Especially after a long, hot summer.
It was a great summer, but I see we have some more warm temps coming our way this weekend.
I've heard that. Yeah, near 85 or so.
Yeah, I can live with that too.
I've never experienced a month of August where there was 45 days. it seemed like 45 days. Well, let's talk about you, Julie. Your little background. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Grand Forks. Born and raised in Grand Forks. Went to school here. Mm-hmm. Attended UND. I started at the Greater Grand Forks Convention and Visitors Bureau when I decided to start in tourism.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh, gosh. I think I've been doing this business now for about 17 years.
Long time. You're good at it.
I don't look that old, though, right?
No, you don't. I'm shocked. I am shocked.
And
yes.
I was one of those people, too, who had to move away and realize how wonderful it is here. So my husband and I took off to Maryland for about 5 years. I worked for a convention bureau there and then got a wonderful opportunity to come back home.
Very good. And your role at the Convention and Visitors Bureau is what? What do you do?
I'm the executive director.
Okay.
So basically, I am charged with the operations of the organization. We're a nonprofit, 501c6.
Mm-hmm.
About over 80% of our funding comes from hotel, motel, lodging tax.
Okay.
So our funding is truly visitor-based funding.
Sure.
Visitors
sure.
paid for us to continue. So.
Okay. And if I could, what is the purpose of your office, and what do you do in promoting Grand Forks?
You know, our major priority is to bring visitors to town.
Okay.
And then also to help them enjoy their time here. So once we get them here, we have to show them that there's plenty of things to do, places to shop, places to eat, and so forth. So really the best description of our organization is a destination marketing organization.
Okay.
We are charged with marketing our communities.
Okay.
And we do represent both communities of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks.
Greater Grand Forks. All right. And speaking of that, there's an event coming up on Saturday in downtown Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Tell us about that.
The Art and Wine Walk. It's a series event, actually. The Convention and Visitors Bureau partners with the North Valley Arts Council, and we host this event 5 times each year, the third Saturday, June through October. So it's not just one of those events that occurs in the summer. It goes into fall as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of participating businesses and regional artists. Basically, what you can do is you can purchase a map. We start at 1 o'clock. We have 2 starting locations, the Blue Moose Bar and Grill and the Guest House International Inn. Come to those places, purchase your map for $15. And that map basically shows you all of the locations that are serving wine, that are serving any type of food, and what artists that they have there, and what type of artists they have there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do the walk. You go to all these different places and sample your wine. Then we wrap up at 5 o'clock at the Empire Arts Center, which now is hosting the UND Arts Collections. And we serve champagne there. And we do a number of giveaways from all of our participating businesses. So you turn in your map and you get registered for a drawing. It's, you know, just a great afternoon in downtown Grand Forks.
What kind of artwork is going to be available to look at?
Quite a range. Right. There's everything from jewelry to paintings to photography, sculpture, clay. All sorts of things, and these artists are so talented in our community. We even have some musical artists. We have some musicians coming up this weekend. We have an acoustic trio at one of the locations this weekend. Many times we have performances at the Empire. Last month we had belly dancers. So it's a whole variety, and it really shows the quality of our arts and culture community here in Greater Grand Forks.
The spice of life. You've got to have that.
And I tell you what, everybody in our office works this event, you know, throughout the series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the best days of work you can imagine. These people are having such a great time. It's such a social atmosphere. Just so much fun for people.
Is the artwork available for sale?
Absolutely.
It is?
The artists are all selling their artwork. And what we do as well when they purchase their map, we give them a list of all the artists, their locations, as well as their contact information.
Okay.
Because many times, if an artwork is maybe more expensive than you're planning on spending at that time, or maybe too large to carry for the day, you can contact that artist later and purchase. Or if you want to purchase additional artwork from that artist.
What's the history of the Art and Wine Walk? How did it start, and how long has it been going on?
Well, I believe it's the sixth year.
Oh, that long?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it started out, Deb Stewart in our office, who's one of our sales managers, had attended the Reno Wine Walk. And she approached me with this idea and really wanted to do it. And we said, sure, why not? Let's figure out how to do this. So at the time, I was actually on the board of directors for the North Valley Arts Council. And I said, you know, I know Novak has long wanted to do an art walk. How about if we try to get these two together?
Mm-hmm.
So we contacted Novak. They were on board right away. And at the time, the Downtown Leadership Group, which was also a nonprofit organization, had partnered with us as well. So there was three of us. The Downtown Leadership Group is no longer in existence, so it's just continued to be a partnership with North Valley Arts Council and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And, you know, Deb in our office, she put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. Of course, there's issues with the serving of the alcohol and alcohol licenses and things like that we needed to get. And she's worked her tail off to do it. And Novak is a great partner because they bring in all the artists, and that, you know, they're working with these artists on a regular basis. So it's a wonderful partnership.
I was talking with Mara Whitman too at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Tuesday. They're involved as well, so it's nice to have that cooperative effort.
Absolutely,
and
I know Novak works with them, so it's just really great to have those partnerships in our community. There's a lot of them with our events, and you know, people just love this event. And not only are they enjoying the Art and Wine Walk when they're downtown, but they're shopping in these stores, they're eating in these restaurants.
There you go.
We do a wrap-up report at the end of the series, at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what people tell us that they're spending in our downtown.
Okay, give us the date, the time, and locations again.
This Saturday, 1 o'clock, Blue Moose Bar and Grill or the Guesthouse International Inn. You can purchase your map anytime between 1 and 4:30. And we do the wrap-up event at 5 o'clock at the Empire Arts Center. The next one will be the next and final one of the year will be the third Saturday of October. I believe it's October, 20th.
Okay. And for more information about this event or other events that's tied to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, give us your contact telephone number, if you would, Julie.
I love it.
Okay.
You can contact us toll-free at 800-866-4566.
One more time.
800-866-4566.
Okay.
And if I could add our website,
we
have an incredibly comprehensive website, calendar of events, deals and discounts. That's visitgrandforks.com.
Visitgrandforks.com.
Yep.
Very simple. Julie Rigg, thank you.
Thank you.
The Art and Wine Walk this Saturday in downtown Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Julie Rigg from the Greater Grand Forks Convention and Visitors Bureau on Pioneer 90.1 FM.